Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go!
There's only four words.
This is Something Something Broncos.
This one's for Pat!
Let's go! Can you smell the
salt? There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Is Tim Tebow back in the system?
It's third!
Oh, my God.
Dippers got a touchdown.
Picked off by the Broncos.
Picked off
by the old pro Justin Simmons.
Can
we hit and sack?
Featuring Mike DeCicco.
And Jess Place.
Let's go, son! Let's go!
Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to special draft night edition of Something Something Broncos. It's draft night. It's finally here. Lori.
It's taken like 87 years to get here, too.
Oh, my God. Since the season ended back in November... we've been looking forward to this day and here we are. And this is the fancy draft open. It's very Detroit. I'm sure these are buildings in Detroit that everybody knows. And I'm not one of those people. Lori, have you ever been to Detroit?
Briefly. Yeah. It's a pretty cool city, actually.
I usually see it on Instagram and not in good way. It's always like, this used to be something amazing, and now there are pigeons that live here. So we're going to be joined tonight by all sorts of various Mile High Report personalities, Fans First Sports Network personalities, all kind of looking forward, getting excited to this draft that we've been waiting for so long. I'm going to ask you first, Lori. Are we taking a quarterback? Number 12?
We freaking better take a quarterback. And number 12, I mean, I personally think that's probably what's going to happen. But, you know, I think it'd be fun if there's some movement just for the sake of movement. But wherever it is, we better take a quarterback in the first round.
I mean, we did get Zach Wilson. I mean, that.
Stop it.
I mean, we all know he's your favorite as a mom.
That's right. Zach, here I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw that you changed your name there. It says Lori Lattimore Volkman Wilson Nix, right? I mean, here, if we can show everybody. There it is. Wilson Nix. There she is. She is ready. She is ready for the Bo Nix era to begin. All we have to do is draft him. Antics aside, I'm excited. I'm so excited for tonight. It's just, this is our first time doing a live show during the draft. It's the first time for Detroit having a draft, and it's the first time we've had a first round pick for the Denver Broncos in like 8 years. So it's
something.
We get to do stuff tonight. This is going to be awesome.
I know, which is why it'll be fun if we move just for the sake of having drama.
This is where we move out of the first round, and there's kind
oh
of
my
like,
god,
hey.
Yeah, if we do that, I'm out of here. See you later. I'll see you next year. I will check out until the draft next year.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, so we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it all kind of goes down. So I imagine that the commissioner is going to do his thing where he like wanders out to the center of the stage and everyone does their boo thing. And yeah. And tradition carries on. So
do you remember the 2020 draft, you know, the COVID draft when everyone was doing Zoom, and so it was all like everyone is in their separate little spaces, you know. And do you remember the Tennessee Titans? And like, I will never forget that draft because it was like Vrabel and his sons were in the background doing crazy stuff. Like
Bill Belichick was hanging out with his dog, and Cliff Kingsbury was in some sort of futuristic. Yeah.
It was
hellscape.
Like the 1 year that the Broncos were so normal, like, you know, Elway's in his little library, and I think it was what's his name? Oh my gosh, who was our coach in 2020?
Was that Vance?
It was Vic.
No, it wasn't. It was
Vic.
This is the one. Hey, Lori, here's something that you need to be learned about. Here is Jess and I. Our fans love it when we Google things during the show.
Oh yeah, no, that is part of what we are. It's part of the magic. People.
Yeah,
it's part of the magic. And so anyway, the fans love it. It was Vic Fangio. So anyway, feel free to just stop talking and Google things.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, when I did this show with Jess and Tim, and they were always Googling, and I would edit that out every single time before I.
No, that's what the people want. That's
oh yeah, want. It's all about the Googling. So they for those that,
don't know anything, and we have to look it up for them.
This is Mike DeCicco. He was late. He had family stuff going on. I thought you were going to miss the whole draft, Mike.
No, a kid had basketball of five and his ride fell through, and so I had to run him up there and run back, and not ideal, but I made it.
We're so excited you're here. Oh yeah. See, we do that. That's something else we do on our show, Lori. It's a good time. It's a good time. Lots of Zen going on here. I'm ready for the draft to start. We're already 4 minutes in. I don't see a ticker. I don't see anything. Kind of exciting.
It's commercial on ESPN also. So
yeah, nothing's broken on Facebook. Why did Mile High Report just tweet a Russell Wilson gif? Are we trying to like tempt fate?
Are you sure it's not a Zach Wilson gif? Because we're very excited about the arrival.
It's Russell Wilson on draft day, and it's like the Mile High Report Twitter account is spitting in God's eye right now, and. I mean, come on, guys. We only need good vibes. I got my official Broncos Country draft hat on, you know.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, it's fancy.
That's nice. Did that just get delivered today?
A couple of weeks ago.
There you go.
But I wore my Broncos stuff to school today.
Oh, show everyone your Russell Wilson jersey.
It's not
Russell Wilson shirt.
It's Denver 3. It's got 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, Russell.
One, two, three.
Okay.
1, 2, or 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, the cricket machine saved your bacon on that T-shirt, didn't it?
The cricket machine.
How you print out the little appliques to save it.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I didn't know what that was. Yes. No, that's how it came, man.
Yeah. Clearly, you don't hang out at Joann Fabrics as much as I do.
One of the reasons I had to go take the boy to basketball is because the wife and the twins are at Michael's. So
same thing.
Oh.
It's pretty much, yeah. Except it has a better name.
True.
Uh-oh. Here we go. It looks like something's about to happen. Now, so I'm going to have to thread the needle. I'm going to have to be my precocious outgoing self and, you know, pot up the audio here when it's necessary. So
it's a Roger Goodell commercial. Like, no,
everybody's trying to motivate him.
It's like the video open, the cold open for him to come out.
Oh, there's Barry Sanders Detroit. So I guess we're going to see a lot of Barry Sanders.
Yeah, but he's going to leave the draft early though.
He'll be done. He's over it.
Yeah, it's going to be really sudden. He's just done.
It's not going to go well for Detroit, and he's going to get mad and leave. He's done it before. He can do it again.
I feel sad that we were deprived of an extra year or two of Barry Sanders, but who blames him?
Right. I sat next to him on an airplane once. He's such a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I bet you he like.
Did he hog the armrest?
He didn't. He was so kind.
I bet you, like, when people were getting off the plane and getting to baggage claim, man, he was weaving in and out of people.
Yeah, right.
You know, the head fakes there to get around the family with the stroller.
Juke here, juke there.
Yeah, it was probably something to see.
No matter he would just fall over about 5 yards behind the.
You can't make Roger Goodell look cool.
He was trying to negotiate around.
Huh? Yeah, I was so trying to make Roger Goodell look cool. He looks tall. is what he looks. How tall is he?
He does look cool.
Time to Google.
Tall is I forgot to Google.
5'11". He's shorter than I am.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what the...
Look at that.
Eminem. There you
go. Wow.
Is there any, where's the Broncos crew?
Didn't he write a song about burning down his girlfriend's house? Look at him now.
Bengals.
Driving around.
Quick, Roger Goodell, name two songs by Eminem. Can't count to lose yourself.
You can't boo the commish when Eminem is on the stage.
Let's go, Big D. How you like that? Em, I was just kidding about the rap battle. We're going to save that for another day. But the pride of Detroit has got a little some surprise for you and out a few other surprises for you. So, Em, here you go.
Em, look at it. You can even like.
What up? It's here. Make some noise for the Detroit Lions.
I think his real name is Marshall Mathers.
Oh, I get it now. Now I get his name.
Yeah. So the announcer draft this year is Alan Rote, the former Broncos announcer, and your voice, your in arena voice of your Colorado Avalanche, KOA radio personality.
I like their setup for Detroit. I like the Detroit little the way they've done their dome and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah. Their dome. It's like the thing in Vegas, but not as expensive.
Yeah, it's Detroit. It's not going to be as good as Vegas.
Barry looks like he's staring into headlights.
This is crazy. I can't believe it. But before we get off the stage, I need to hear one thing. Jerry Goff. Jerry Goff. Jerry Goff.
And like, are they chanting for him to like leave or?
No, he's dead. Now
did they just trade him again?
What's up, Detroit? Let's go, baby!
Right, that's like a discount version of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that is a great analogy.
Tonight, baby, let's get it.
That guy really wants to be Travis Kelce.
I had that thought as well. Yeah, it's the suit and the haircut.
That guy's gonna be on TV all night with the blue hair. Probably a smart move.
What's up, Detroit? What's up, football fans? Thank you for showing the world how we do it here in Detroit. Great job, guys.
This is a lame intro by the Lions, by the way.
Also, the world isn't watching. Nobody else cares.
I just got one thing to say.
Okay, say it fast.
Who was that?
All right, Detroit.
Oh, there it is.
Come on.
Take that, Commissioner.
Detroit. We got fans from 32 teams right down here, and of course, all the Detroit faithful in the back. Welcome to all of you, and most importantly, thank you to Detroit. You guys have been awesome. All right.
It's only slightly unsettling that his eyes match the logo behind him.
Okay, the 2024 NFL draft is now underway.
Woo! So here's my biggest complaint. Well, many complaints with the NFL draft. The Bears shouldn't be on the clock. The Bears should just have to turn their pick. They've been on the clock for 3 months.
Right. The first pick should just start.
The draft has started with the first pick. The Bears select Caleb Williams. Just, you know, they needed to be able to show their highlight packages on TV and everything.
It is a little annoying.
It is annoying. We know who they're doing.
We've known for weeks.
Months. I mean, yeah. It's just.
Feels like it.
The Bears
aren't amazing next year, then they just really suck.
So I have a couple of Bears fans in my fifth period class, and they were evenly divided with that ninth pick. Do you go tackle or wide receiver? Do you auction it off?
Trade it away? We'll find out.
Well, my thought was this draft is so deep with tackles and wide receivers that they traded to his team, like, I don't know, Denver, for example, to get the quarterback they want if McCarthy falls, because they can still get a tackle or wide receiver later. So I don't know. I bet you that's a pick that moves is number nine. And they're not going to trade it to the Vikings.
Yeah, no.
So far, Denver has not traded into first overall. Just I want to make that very clear.
There's 8 minutes remaining, though.
There's still time. Stay tuned. This could happen.
It is funny that they're not just calling it in right now.
Well, you know, they got to offer expert analysis first. You know,
they got to torture all of us that are.
I'm sure the NFL goes and tells Chicago, like, look, at least take it down to 5 minutes. We got to have a little drama.
Yeah, well, there's no drama, but they need, because what they're going to do is with 5 minutes left, I bet you they're going to have an ad break. And they can monetize it.
Yeah. They're going to save the ad break for when the Broncos pick, because that's happens every year.
I'll tell you what, if they run a Taco Bell commercial during the Broncos pick, that's our thing, right? We got Jokic during a Taco Bell commercial.
Right. So
run a Chalupa commercial or whatever they're called.
I need a Gordita commercial, please.
Yeah, right at number 12. I'm okay. what do you think?
It looks pretty active there in the Bears war room. It's a lot of ties sitting down, not looking too happy. Actually, there's not a smile in the room, is there? No. Well, it's only the biggest night of many of their lives. So
you know what's going to be as much fun as Googling on this podcast is if they draft a quarterback. You can watch all three of us simultaneously go to fanatics.com, click on the jersey purchase.
Yeah, I'm
buying one tonight. Yeah, what my best case scenario is like Brock Bowers at 10, 12, and then trade back in for Knicks. But I don't know, as long as you don't have to give up a future first to do that, I'm okay. Do you guys have a best case scenario that you want to have happen in the next hour or two?
Go ahead.
A package that includes like, you know, Sutton and a second rounder next year, maybe.
Oh, I see.
To the end of the first, you know, and a third rounder this year sort of a thing. I'd rather not give up our first next year because it's going to be crazy high, but.
Crazy high.
Crazy high.
You don't have much confidence in this team this coming year, huh?
Well, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't mind if they're bad. I want them to be bad with a plan towards the future.
And when they're bad, brother.
Yeah, when they're bad, because they're just fumbling around in the dark, thinking the Teddy Bridgewater or Case Keenum is the answer, and there's no long-term plan or hope, that's annoying. But do you think they thought they were the answer?
I think that was just marketing spend to try to keep fans from rioting.
Well, they signed him for a reason, because if your goal was to tank, they wouldn't have signed a veteran quarterback. Because how many years did we hear, we just need a game manager and we'll be fine. You know, we can win with just a game manager. I think they thought they were the solution, you know?
Yeah.
I liked it when you pointed that out the other day. I'm so tired of that too for years after, you know, the Super Bowl win. All we need is a game manager, as if all Peyton Manning was a game manager. He didn't have the arm that he'd had, obviously, but he was not a typical game manager. Like,
if you package a game manager with a historic defense, maybe. We don't have an historic defense.
Right.
So,
and that's why we got close the next year, but we had still given away some major pieces to that defense, so we didn't have everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we thought Trevor Siemian and, you know, company was going to do it. There's no way.
No. Seriously, it's 4 minutes, guys.
Say
the words. Caleb Williams.
And then you give him his little shirt, his little hat, the hat that looks a lot like your hat, except it has the Bears on it.
Which, you know, a lot of people are saying the Broncos look like the Bears now, so.
I think our new uniform that is the one thing I don't like about it, is the blue seems more like the Bears blue than even our traditional navy blue.
I can see that. I always, you know, it was for years I thought the Bears were black.
I know.
You know? So when somebody told me it was blue, I was like, really? You sure? And then anyway, so I don't know. I see your point. I think it looks very much like, you know, the Illinois or Virginia. I get it. It's not really our blue, but it's good. And, you know, once a big color goes on a Bronco jersey, it is ours forever. You know?
Even the mustard and seal.
Nobody else has worn mustard and brown since then.
Caleb Williams is just sitting around. It doesn't even look like he's gotten the call yet.
Yeah, I bet you can imagine. He's got to be nervous for that phone to ring. It would be really funny if he's sitting there and like Jalen Daniels' phone rings and said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if the Bears, you know, swap all of a sudden?
And they come out there like, you know, DX in the 90s. Like, ah. you know, the Bears all like.
All right, now the Bear, the guys finally called it in because they're celebrating.
Yeah. Oh, the pick is in. I can see it.
Oh.
You know, they smash Caleb Williams over the head with a steel chair, and they, you know, bring out.
Or if in the green room they just have one of the like Jaden Daniels just like, oh, hello Georgia Frontieri, or isn't she the owner, or is she still alive?
I don't know. You know, be the funniest thing though is if the Bears didn't get the pick in on time, and the Commanders snuck in and got Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
That'd be great. Yeah, boo.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
What?
I was right.
Oh my gosh. Who saw that coming?
Inside news, yeah. Guys.
Here, it's the first surprise of the evening. We had no idea.
Yeah.
Good thing they took their time.
You know, I mean, one of the things that's polarizing about him is the man has the audacity to paint his fingernails or his phone case is pink. And the entire I'm never watching the NFL crowd again, being up in arms about Caleb Williams. It's kind of cool. Go away, people.
Right? We don't need you.
It's like they had Dennis Rodman in Chicago wearing wedding dresses and stuff. And they're worried about Caleb Williams.
I don't think younger folks. Now I'm sounding old. I don't think younger folks really care about painted nails these days.
Oh, they don't. But there's a lot of the get off my lawn, you know.
Well, right. All the fans who are really watching the draft aren't probably a lot of the young ones. You know, it's our age.
Yeah. Speak for yourselves, guys.
Gluttons for punishment. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
See, that's a black jersey. That's black.
It's not, but it's close. I'm just glad they're not really rocking the orange anymore. Like that like hurt my feelings. Like when they had their alternate.
I do like his jacket. That's pretty. I like that style. It's pretty cool.
Those three crosses. That's a thing.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you gotta have flair. It's like working at TGI Fridays. You gotta kind of dress it up a little bit.
Well, that was Schlotsky's. Remember?
Oh, there's some excitement. There they go in the Bears war room.
Oh my God! They're like, oh my God! I can't believe he was still there when we picked.
I can't believe we were. I can't believe Carolina was so terrible that we were able to pull this off.
They should have like a little banner that says "Thank you, Carolina" in the background.
Yeah, that's so true.
They should have had Cam Newton announce the pick.
should have Bryce Young announce it.
He's available. I bet he's not doing anything. Ah, yes, the hug, the hat, the jersey, it's all.
So do you guys think Caleb Williams is going to be successful at Chicago? Because I have my doubts, but I don't really have any good reasons for that.
Against him. I hate this comparison, but I'm going to do it anyway. Well, you know, USC quarterbacks always suck. Just because Matt Leiner wasn't good doesn't mean he's not going to be. And it's not his fault that, like, every quarterback ever since Sid Luckman has sucked for the Bears. But those are two kind of big matzo balls that he has to – figure out there, right?
Yeah.
Why have you never had a quarterback?
So why would there be? Why would there ever be success in Chicago? They're not. They're known for linebackers and Mike Ditka and you know mustaches and those sort of things. They wouldn't know what to do with a good quarterback if they got one. So
I don't have any good reason other than. It seems like the guy who's always touted as the number one, you know, especially the one that's been named number one for so long.
Like Peyton Manning.
Well, I think Peyton's an exception. I think you look at everybody else. They never live up to the hype ever. I mean, even Trevor Lawrence has been pretty good. But like CJ Stroud was amazing. And
he was number two or three, right?
Two. Yeah.
Two.
Bryce Young went three. I mean, went one. And that, you know, that was clearly overhyped and a huge mistake.
Yeah, that sounds like from what I've read, a case of the owner meddling and making a decision for his football people.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, that doesn't sound like the owner of Carolina. Are you sure?
You know, I have it on deep background, so I can't. Oh. I can just tell you what I know. So who's up next now? The Commanders. Do you guys call them the Commanders yet, or do you still like slip and call them the offensive name?
The Washington football team?
Yes.
I really like the draft room here. Like it's L-shaped, the red carpet.
They're not trying to be showy there. They're just like, no, we're here to work. We're not here for like broadcast, you know, visuals.
Right. They got the mismatched dual monitors there. That's a nice touch.
They don't have, you know, I think the nice thing they did with the room this year was they didn't allow Dan Snyder in it. So I think that just improves the feng shui, you know?
That looks very much like a Dan Quinn kind of room, yeah. You know, personality versus Dan Snyder.
Yeah. The cheerleaders must be relieved.
Man, yeah.
All of us.
The cheerleaders are fully clothed, hanging out where they're supposed to.
Which is just, you know, good for them, you know? Be you. You have the freedom now.
All right. They're only
because they were so restricted before.
Well, you know, the hands.
Wait, so Lori, you've been to the draft. You've been part of this group here. So how does that all go down? Like, so they come over and they're like, get excited. Like, do they throw caffeine
at you?
It's so
contrived. It's funny, you know, so I was there in 2019 in Nashville when we ended up trading down from 5 to 20?
I think it was 10.
10. That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Guys,
five
guys.
Five was the year before when we took Bradley Chubb, right? So so they come over, the cameras come over and they're like, you know, just cheer really loud when they point to you. And so you're cheering. You don't even like you're just cheering. You haven't heard any names. You know, there's no.
So we had number 10 that year and they traded for Devin Bush. We traded down to 20, got Fant. And then the second round that year was really good because everybody wanted Dalton Reisner. And then
we
heard the Broncos are back on the clock. And I was at the pool with the family, and I'm like, I was fully clothed. Like, if this next pick is Drew Lock, I'm jumping in the pool. And it was Drew Lock, and I dove in the pool fully clothed. And that was the highlight of the Drew Lock era right there.
It was downhill ever since.
That was the best play of Drew Lock's career.
Right there. Oh, yeah. Pick is in. Who's it going to be? Oh. Jalen or Derek or Drake?
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna turn
Jaden
on the.
Daniels, right?
I'm guessing Jaden Daniels.
Let me see my
time is perfectly
texted me here. Yes, it's Jaden Daniels, I'm told.
It's the Josh Harris, Magic Johnson et al. Era. And who is the first pick of Washington tonight?
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Quarterback, LSU.
So it is the rating.
I'm not sold on him. I get like Zach Wilson vibes after in not comparing them as a player, but remember when Zach Wilson was drafted? Everybody's like, he's the second pick in the draft. That's just everybody just assumed that it was just like a foregone conclusion. And nobody actually seemed to like scrutinize him so much. It's like, no, he's going second to Washington. That's done. It kind of seemed this the same way with Zach Wilson to the Jets. Maybe he'll be better, but it kind of just
under the radar, free of scrutiny.
Like, it's like Lori was kind of hinting at the beginning when it's such a foregone conclusion that I'm always kind of a little bit. Did
it's
you
like
make
they
up
haven't
your mind
really
early?
Scrutinized them as a player?
Yeah. Did they make up their mind? Like Jaden's our man, and they spent the last 2 months like confirmation bias. Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Seems like a good kid, talented.
I like his sunglasses. It's a.
He's got the vibe going.
Hasn't bumped into any walls because it's got to be pretty dark going through that hallway with the sunglasses on.
He's known for his low vision mobility.
That's why he went number two.
That's why he went number two.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it was off the charts.
Yeah. Like if they're playing a game, remember like the Super Bowl, the Niners and Ravens, if those lights go out, your offense can still run smoothly with Jaden Daniels, you know?
That's right.
And that's, I'm pretty sure
underrated.
That was part of the conversation in that war room right there was, look, the lights go out.
Who do you want at the steering wheel there? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you laugh, but as soon as it happens, man, the Commanders are geniuses.
Right.
It's kind of got that Stevie Wonder Motown vibe there. It looks like but they're in Detroit, Motown, you know?
Yeah.
I feel it.
I like it.
Oh man, that necklace he's wearing is more than we all made this year combined.
from podcast.
Yeah, like you could go back about a couple years combined.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, well, I'm a teacher, so I'm doing okay.
Just his earring, one of his earrings.
Yeah. Wasn't it? Remember Morgan Freeman? Somebody asked him why he wears a diamond earring. Did you ever hear that story?
No,
I haven't heard it.
Because he was when he's younger. It was kind of those things where, like, if he died, it would be enough to pay for his funeral.
Oh, Nice. Well, that's uplifting. On
it sounds. Draft day. I don't know if it's Mike. True, but it sounds like a really old west type thing, you know?
Yeah.
Mike.
No. No more. No more death. Financing.
I got random trivia here, guys. I'm prepared. I got this all researched out.
Well, we're gonna need it because we're still 10 picks away. So
10 picks. Well, no, at least 10 picks.
All right, my gosh! Joining us now is Rachel Strand.
Hey, Rachel.
Of your Mile High Report and your Fans First Sports Network.
Hey, Rachel, hi. I was about to say that we're at pick three, which is where the first trade might happen. Who makes the next pick? You know?
Yeah. We will see. All I know is that I like Jaden Daniels. I'm kind of bummed. I knew we had no chance at him, but it is what it is.
Was it the sunglasses? Because we've really been focusing on that. That seems to be.
And his earrings are nice, too.
Yeah. NIL has been very good to him.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. So you're not – so a lot of people don't know this, but Rachel Strand also covers the Nuggets for Clutch Points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, So that's you are unfortunately with us tonight because the Nuggets are on the road, right?
They're but they don't in start till 8, so
I and they don't start till later. Yeah. Well, we're so glad that you could come and hang out with us.
The pick is in. The Patriots pick is in. They're making the pick.
Okay.
It's so interesting, right?
It's got to be great,
think
right?
about all that time we wasted reading about the Patriots trading this pick. Not going to get that time back in my life.
Yeah.
Watch it be Drake May.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Here we go. Oh, all right. So this war room, everyone's got the same kind of monitors. It's very understated. A lot of blank space on the walls.
I hope Robert Kraft is running this draft because that's just going to be good for us.
Punter.
He might. I'm going to not make a prostitution joke just out of respect for.
Oh, massage parlor joke. A massage.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just work out a little bit of that draft stress.
All right. So the pick is in.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Look at
Come
this.
On. And the Patriots made it.
Oh, canceled. There we go. It looks like we just went down on Facebook. I don't know. They're having trouble on Facebook. So just sorry to everybody who was watching us on Facebook. Oh my gosh, it was a lot.
Whoops.
Yep. Sad. Let's see. See if I can get back on here. Oh. Here we go.
Between Arizona and other teams, or they might stick and pick, but at least we're about to hear who the latest New England Patriot is.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft.
It's me.
The New England Patriots select Drake May.
There it is.
Quarterback, North Carolina.
So it is the 21-year-old from North Carolina that is going to...
Oh my God, I have freshmen in my eighth period who look older than him.
I know, right?
He's going to be so popular here in New England. Like, he's just got, like, that kind of, like, boyish look. Like, a they bit love that racist. In their sports.
Like a
people.
Young, a young Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually kind of has a little Tom Brady. He's not, you know.
Douchiness? I'm sorry, that's like word association. You say Tom Brady, I say douchebag.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do like his sensible like JCPenney suit.
Yes. it's reversible. High? It won't stain. And you never need to wash it.
And his dad bought it for him.
Sweat actually cleans that suit.
Now, is he going this high just because of his like physical attributes? Because I, over these past few years, I mean, I didn't hear Potential. Much about him. I mean, I kind of did, but.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't have the game tape that Williams has. But, you know, he's one of those, what are they, five tool players. They're drafting somebody they think they can coach up. But to me, the interesting part now the Cardinals are on. And if you want the fourth best quarterback, we're at the fourth pick. So are we going to see a flash up here? Vikings make a trade. What are we going to do?
I think it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals.
It's getting really interesting now because now is when we might start seeing movement.
Maybe.
You think they stay and pick?
I do. I think they take Marvin Harrison.
That's probably the most likely, but you know, if Minnesota comes in and says, here's three first round picks.
I mean, I would take that trade in a heartbeat.
Yeah, for sure.
Jeez, you've got
to
do that.
Well, according to Adam Schefter, Cardinals are not expected to trade pick number four after last year's movement all around the first round. The Cardinals are expected to stay put and take an offensive weapon. So.
Here's the one thing I do want to say. I don't like when the people on Twitter like tip the picks, you know, I don't want to know who the pick is until they walk out on stage.
Yeah.
So that's why I think this is a great idea that we're doing this. It's kind of an elaborate process to keep me off of tipped picks. So
good. Thank you. Thank you. Actually, yeah. Don't do it now.
No, I'm not going to.
Don't do it, Jess.
Why would I do it, Mike?
I don't know, Jess, but don't do it.
Mike.
All I can see is like the top half of Rachel's head down there.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
She's like peeking.
Get some phone books to sit on. Oh, wait. Kids don't know what phone books are.
I'm 28. I'm 28. I know what a phone book is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They used to print off Google and mail it to your house.
Everybody under 30 is a kid. I don't care.
True. Hey, my parents had to map quest places when they had to take me places when I was younger. So
okay, guys, okay, yes. Aware. Again, you're a kid. We all used paper maps.
Yeah, MapQuest. Oh my God.
Come on. That's easy.
I still have paper maps in my car. Like there's going to be some time.
I imagine Jess has one of those atlases and the binders.
Oh man. I love looking at a map.
Oh yeah.
But I do like being able to drive and not have to stop and pull over and check them
out. Yeah. I remember when I took my boy to San Diego when he was like in third grade and I printed out MapQuest directions.
Yeah.
But then it's like, he was like, 7 or 8, he couldn't read them to me, so I'm like having to pull off San Diego freeways every now and then and say, where am I going again? And it was awful.
Yeah.
This is so much better. Google Maps are the Drake May of technology. You know,
we are truly living in the future.
I'm bringing it back to the draft here, guys.
That was a pretty
good
segue there. That was really good. I'm impressed.
Rachel's working on it.
They went quick. They knew.
Yeah, I shut my little camera lid so you wouldn't see anything crazy while I'm moving my camera.
That's good.
I think that's a good call.
Akili Smith. Oh my God, I forgot about him.
He was a guy.
Should see Marvin Harrison's got a chain on with a, I don't know. It'd
be funny if he had a chain on with like the Giants logo. I thought I was going to the Giants, and I spent $2.4 million on this.
That would be too
funny. Well, it's an idea to wait.
Oh, there's a Bronco logo on the screen, and it got me excited for a second. But it's just their off-season workouts.
Now, did he bring the selfie stick, or was that handed to him?
It's handed to him.
Okay. All right. See, this is the kind of inside information that Lori Latimer Volkman can provide us, having been a special guest.
The funny thing is, like on that at our draft and we traded down, like we're as the little insider group, we're cheering. And then all of a sudden, the cameras just run.
Yeah.
And we're all like, hey, where's
that
our
That was the official
time?
Selfie stick sponsor of the NFL.
After you retweet, or after the Mile High Report account tweeted that, our views count just skyrocketed.
I like 13. It. We thank all of our people.
We love all of you. Right? We do, right?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, okay. I missed it. There we go. Guys, Marvin Harrison Jr.
For those of you just joined us, Jess is at the controls. We're sorry. There's only so much we can do here.
Oh, there's so much pressure on me.
Lori has gotten everything right so far.
Yeah, my mock draft is perfect.
I stole
that from Joe McQuinston on Twitter, and Joe's a good dude. So shout out to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
They just said Ohio State, and I think I've heard the loudest boos I've heard all night.
Well, the Bears, when they got on the clock, was loud.
Louder than that.
And Goodell.
It was bad.
That's got to make Goodell feel better. So they have to go upstairs.
Watch the Broncos slide in and pull something off with the Chargers.
All right. So there's no way the Chargers are making this trade. So this is a good spot for the Vikings because they're not bidding against Denver, really.
Right. I mean, there's no way Chargers are giving us the pick.
No, God, no. They'd be stupid to do it. So you couldn't respect them if they did, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, what if George Payton like called up and was, I know he wouldn't be talking to John Harbaugh or whatever, but he's like, okay, listen, we'll take your guy. We'll take JJ McCarthy. We'll be nice to him.
Well, I think the first thing that would happen is Harbaugh would say, hey, excuse me, can you put Sean on the phone?
Yeah.
You know, I need to talk to the decision maker here.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I think if Staley had been there, we probably could have done something because he always made stupid decisions.
How about this? How about Harbaugh takes McCarthy, trades Herbert to the Vikings?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy as hell. It wouldn't happen, that'd be crazy.
That would be a smart move, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Honestly.
To trade a proven quarterback for an unknown quarterback?
Well, but for John Hart, he's not unknown to him, and he'd, you know, he'd be able to kind of really groom him the way he'd want to.
He'd be, he would certainly own the narrative of the draft if he did something that crazy.
Yeah, that would be.
Ian Rappaport is apparently said that the Patriots had a ton of big time trade offers, but they decided to stay there and pick.
Yeah, that's I read that, and that's, I'm not surprised. I think the Patriots, may they burn in hell, did the right thing.
Right. I wonder if the Broncos were one of those teams. I bet they tried.
They had to be. They had to at least be on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether their offer actually got to the, oh, well, that's interesting stage is not, but they had to have been on the phone and just kind of like felt it out.
Right.
When I see the 303 area code, see it and hang up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, no. I mean, if the Broncos want to trade up, if I was the Patriots and the Broncos said, we'll give you three first rounders, I'd be all over that because those are going to be high first rounders. So, I mean, yeah, there are. Even with a rookie quarterback, there's going to be a learning curve. There are some exceptions. You know, like Roethlisberger went, what, 13-3 or something?
Right.
There's exceptions, but the usual is they're going to struggle that first year. They're going to grow. They're going to develop.
I mean, freaking Peyton Manning in his rookie year was abysmal.
2-14 or something, rookie interception record. This is another one that's interesting because Marvin Harrison was just like, he's the best one. He's going number four. That's it. It's done.
Oh, it was the Vikings and the Giants that tried to talk to the Patriots.
I've heard the Giants might be in on a QB, sources say.
What?
Yes. I have sources, Jess.
Don't they have DeVito? Danny DeVito?
God, the Chargers have not won the division title since 2009. Is that right? With Philip Rivers and Justin Herbert,
they did not. Thomas.
I mean, I guess they've had the overlap there with what's that quarterback in Kansas City again?
Yeah. Shut up. He who shall not be named.
Yeah. Did you guys read that tweet about Patrick Mahomes today and the Paxton Lynch angle?
Sadly.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Did you read that, Jess?
Chargers are staying. Chargers are staying.
How do you know?
Rap Schefter.
After.
Oh, don't tip the picks.
I'm not tipping them.
Wait, is that a new Broncos jersey you're wearing?
He's vengeful.
Me? Is that the new jersey? Yeah.
No, this is just a hoodie.
Oh, from the angle you're wearing, it looked like it could have been one of the new ones because the orange and white stripe from the shoulders.
So I will try to cut away from the look at this. Here we go. Hold on.
Here we go.
Christopher Hart.
Hey, Chris.
Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
My internet cut out.
Yeah, are you in space?
The draft started.
Well,
no,
it was crazy. Caleb Williams is still on the board.
So no, he's not.
You've missed a lot.
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. What's Harbaugh going to do here? Is he going to get offensive tackle Joe Alt, Notre Dame? Probably.
I don't know. It's Jim Harbaugh. It could be anything.
Could be like,
I should take Blake Corum just out of right field, just randomly.
He could Blake be drafting Corum. A really sweet RV, you know,
probably
like Philip Rivers had to go back and forth.
Oh, well, and the Madden Cruiser,
yeah,
there are a lot of people that are afraid of flying.
Well, remember that Broncos had that wide receiver who was afraid of flying in the late 80s. What was his name? Robert Massey? Remember, he wouldn't fly to games.
I didn't remember that.
Oh yeah,
no, I don't. That's great memory there.
Broncos wide. We're googling.
We're googling.
Google.
Doing what the fans love. Doing it for the
fans.
We
love to Google.
It was Rick Massey. He was put on injured reserve after his claustrophobia prevented him from taking a plane or train against the 49ers in San Francisco. This would have been, what year was this? Rick Massey, 1988. And he had a claustrophobic seizure that forced him to get off the team's chartered plane and take a chauffeured limousine to San Diego. He arrived there about 4 hours before the Broncos game. The limo itself in 1988 cost $2,700.
Wow.
Do we have a place for people to comment and ask us questions while we're just sitting here during commercials?
Twitter, you can always go to MH Pods, MHR Pods.
Yeah, you can tweet us. Yeah.
Tweet Jezru. I'm at Mike DeSico. We got at Christopher Hart, at Rachel Strand, and you're the doctor of time. What are you, Lori?
Yeah, Doc LLV.
Doc LLV.
I'm Mile High Rachel.
Mile High Rachel. There we go. Tweet us.
Send me memes.
Actually, within our streaming interface, if you click comments in the top, you're going to be able to see comments from people like on Facebook at the very least.
Oh.
So if you guys are watching on Facebook, have questions, whatever.
Julio, I think Facebook went down. I think we're just in a few other places. So I'm gonna use the video of the draft itself sparingly so that we don't irritate people that could get irritated.
So we had Julio Madrigal says the Caleb Williams is the next Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell was his own benchmark. Like, is there? It's like, and Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell. You can't meet that as like an expectation. Like, that's just they are the benchmarks themselves.
Do you remember Jamarcus's career highlight?
Purple Sarazip.
It came in Denver. Had that drive to beat the Broncos. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Not watching game tape.
Let's not reminisce on bad times today, Mike. Come on.
What else do we got, buddy? What else we got?
Oh, Chargers are coming up.
There we go.
Oh, that's my prediction. Or J.C. Latham.
College team in Michigan is about to make his first choice.
I think we see our first running back here.
I see what you did. Thank you, brother.
I think it's an offensive lineman.
In the 2024 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt.
It would have been funny if he took McCarthy just to be like, I don't want anybody else to have him.
Yeah.
Can't be afraid, nobody, I can't have him. Nobody can.
I mean, this isn't surprising at all. Harbaugh talked about it at the combine about how everything else flows through the offensive line, like how well your running backs play, how well the quarterback plays, the wide receivers, everything like that. Anywhere he's been, he's invested premiums in the offensive line. So taking Joe Alt, whose dad was a really good player in the league for a long time, played for the Chiefs, it makes a lot of sense. So really can't go wrong with that pick.
Oh, the Chargers take that challenge.
That's probably the worst thing that could happen to Joe Alt.
They'll find a way. They'll find a way. So who got up next? Who's number five?
Giants.
Number six. So the Giants, if they were trying to trade up for Drake May, you got to figure there's a good chance McCarthy doesn't get past them either with the Giants or Vikings or Broncos trading up. Is this where we see McCarthy go, or is it too soon?
We'll see.
Everyone's looking at Hart. Hart, what do you think?
Sorry, I was typing to Tim. Pick predictions.
Tell Tim to.
Well,
I'm not
depending on what rumors you want to believe, it really seemed like the Giants were desperate to trade up for Drake May with Brian Daboll kind of fitting that Josh Allen archetype at QB. They've done a lot of diligence on JJ McCarthy. Daniel Jones got a contract extension like Russell Wilson that just has ended up being a failure. So it wouldn't be surprising to see them take JJ McCarthy here. But he's a lot different than Drake May. But
that's true.
I wouldn't be surprised if they take Rome Badunze or Malik Nabers, get a wide receiver in the room who can be explosive. Yeah. I mean, this is interesting because this is what Broncos fans should be watching right now. If the Giants don't take J.J. McCarthy, Denver could possibly trade up if they like him and not have to give up necessarily premium selections.
Yeah, they could. Maybe that's where the number nine goes there, Mike. Your trade with the Chicago Bears could happen.
Yeah. Again, the Bears aren't going to trade with the Vikings, just like the Chargers weren't going to trade with us.
Right.
My internet is being stupid.
No, your internet is great.
Thanks, Jess.
You know.
You can do it, internet.
Shut up, nerd.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I just really don't like Jess.
I know.
Nah, because that's only because I love him.
Oh, I forgot.
All right, come on, guys. I'm ready. I'm ready for some action here. Let's do some trades. Let's do some things. It looks like the Giants are going to pick. The pick is in.
I know it's been way too predictable so far.
So if the Giants don't take a quarterback, you think the Broncos should be like, okay, they lean forward in their seat and they're like, okay, let's do something now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
they're on the phone right now saying, hey, if the Giants pass, what can we do? What can we do? They're on the phone with the Giants right now, too. You got to imagine.
I would guess. I
not
mean,
right
if,
now,
if,
because
if,
the Giants
it's going to be
it.
Neighbors or oh, okay. Wednesday for sure. It's
they might
be
still
a wide
together. Come on, guys. It's not too late.
I don't think they're going to take a quarterback.
Will it be LSU's wide receiver?
They got guys. The Giants
or
have
will it
Drew
be Washington's wide receiver.
Let's not real here.
Quarterback of the future.
They have Drew Locke here, and somebody just give him a chance.
Yeah, he didn't get his chance in Denver.
He never got a chance in Seattle.
He never got his chance.
So maybe he'll have somebody who believes in him.
Have you guys seen him rap? He is amazing.
These guys that, look
well, that's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about. His rapid.
All right, Chris, which right receiver are they going to take here?
I'm going Malik.
I'm going Neighbors.
I'm probably
going
Neighbors. Neighbors. There's been a lot of smoke about people and a lot of teams having Neighbors just as high, if not higher, than Marvin Harrison Jr. So I'll go with Malik here, tapping into that Bayou talent pool.
Dude, what a huge inflection point into
he loves
draft.
It. The freaking commissioner just loves is. Getting booed. That shit-eating grin. He just loves it.
With the sixth pick in the 2024 NFL draft,
yep.
The New York Giants select Malik Neighbors.
There you go.
LSU.
So they do go wide receiver from.
Oh,
I like the lead
interesting
thing.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, if the Broncos like JJ McCarthy, the Vikings are one spot ahead of them. The Vikings do have more ammo, but like, is this when Sean Payton and George Payton start getting on the phones like, yo, hey, let's make a deal? Like, Denver could move up here in the next couple of picks for sure. And and at this point in time, they won't have to get up like a future first rounder to get their guy if they want to get a quarterback. So this was on our future Broncos podcast with Tim Lynch last week. This was Tim's dream scenario. So maybe the football gods will shine down on Tim and make him happy, because he has been bracing himself all day, everybody, about Bo Nix being a value pick, like being the McValue quarterback of the draft.
I have seen so much of Bo Nix at Auburn that I can't do it. I can't. I could go on like a 2-hour TED talk about it, and I won't. But
well, we got time. I mean, it's still a while.
I want Nix because some guy on Twitter said he's good.
That was Chris. Oh, that was Chris. Like,
then I'm good. Then I'm sold.
He channeled his alma mater. Like he channeled his alma mater's mascot. What was that? Was it at the East West Bowl or something like that, where he was just throwing ducks, and it was scaring me. It just he reminds me of like a more athletic Tebow. Kind of scares me a lot.
So you don't
Tebow with better hair.
What you're saying?
Tebow had fantastic hair. You take that back.
I'm referring to his what was it the. His rookie haircut that he got.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Oh, some breaking Broncos news potentially. Ian Rappaport has just reported that the Broncos could be in the mix just to move up a little bit for JJ McCarthy.
Ooh, bring it on.
Watch them take Chicago's spot or the Jets spot just to leapfrog them just a tiny bit. Because before that is Tennessee and Atlanta. And of course, they don't need a quarterback. So I can see them calling Chicago or the Jets right now and saying, hey,
that's true.
We gave you Nathaniel Hackett. I feel like that's a fair trade-off. No, I'm just kidding.
Would the Jets want to trade with the Broncos? Would it mean like, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett, would it be one of those things like, no, just no.
I mean, this is one of those moments that...
We'll promise Nathaniel Hackett a hug if he gives us a draft pick.
This is one of those draft moments where, I mean, he could slide to the Vikings at 11. I mean, if you like this guy, you just have to trade up for him.
Right.
I'm not going to say it would be absolutely negligent to not do that, but to me, the gap between McCarthy and a guy like Nix, someone who's 21 years old, who isn't even close to being the sum of all his parts, versus a guy who's 24, that ceiling's probably rather limited. I really hope that we hear in the next 5 to 10 minutes that the Denver Broncos are now on the clock and they're going to take JJ McCarthy. That would make me happy. Not just because he'd be a Bronco, but then I can start texting and talking to Vikings fan that I know.
That's really the goal in this whole thing. Is you got to get over on your friends who are Vikings.
So give me what's the trade for him though? Like, what would you give up for him?
I don't think they're going to have to give up a future first, but if they want to give up a future second, maybe their fourth this year to make that deal from 12 to 7, so be it.
If the Broncos do select Nix, the fun fact, Stidham and Nix were actually teammates at Auburn. So we would have a very Auburn-heavy quarterback room. I don't know if that's a good thing.
But who were teammates?
Probably not. Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix.
When they were okay. Cam Newton was an Auburn quarterback, so I think not.
It's a fun fact. Probably has nothing to do with anything, but be interesting. Because I think... I'm trying to think who even won that starting battle, because Jarrett Stidham was I think a sophomore, or a junior, Alabama won it. I'm saying I think Stidham was a junior, Nix was a freshman when they were battling it out. I can't remember, but
so let me ask you this question, Chris, or anybody: would you rather have McCarthy now or like Nix and the picks? Nix and the picks
now,
or McCarthy now? We need a lot of depth. We have a lot of holes.
I'd go McCarthy now because you can live with the fact that you might be down a future second rounder and an extra pick this year. Because when you look at the cap situation for the Broncos moving into 2025 after this season, they've got $100+ million in cap.
Sure.
They've got a lot of resources to build around it. And to me, it's just, there's so much untapped potential with JJ. I would really like to have him in the room. And if you're a Sean Payton fan, or you're somebody who's hoping that Sean Payton gets to see the duration of his contract play out, having a 21-year-old quarterback probably gives Sean a little bit more leeway into the future, especially if things, you know, rookie quarterback this next season, they're not that great of a team. I think it allows the team a lot more flexibility. Sure, getting extra picks would be nice, but I'd rather have the better quarterback.
Yeah, I could see that. I agree with that.
Always the better quarterback. If we can get the better quarterback, I think we have to do that.
Yeah, because it's like one of the fallacies. Like, I don't know. I don't like people say build a team around him, then get the quarterback. A good quarterback builds the team. It makes your offensive line better. It makes your receivers better. You plug in around a quarterback. You don't build an entire team and then wait for the quarterback to come along. I think that's backwards. So you get the quarterback.
We keep doing that and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Then they don't match.
Has it ever worked?
Not for us.
Yeah.
All right. Titans are in.
Titans are in. They're making the pick.
I'm nervous. Now I'm freaking nervous, damn it. Oh. I don't think I can.
Good nervous or bad nervous?
Bad nervous. Well, I don't know. I might take a nap or just like fall asleep face down behind me here if we take Knicks or if we wait or trade back or something like that.
We just have to hope that Chicago will be willing to screw over the Vikings and trade for us with us.
All right, so
it's just like screw a division rival. Don't want you to have a quarterback. Like, that's what we're hoping for, unless you can pry it out of the Falcons. Oh, man.
Is the pick in yet for the Titans?
Yeah, it is in.
Okay, and they're making it. Okay.
They are making we're having a YouTube moment of Zen, and so as soon as they switch back, I'll switch over. So.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm nervous.
All right. I don't like when picks are tipped, but I have seen what this pick is. It was on Twitter. I didn't mean to see it.
No,
I'm not going to say it, but I'm just saying.
Dude, I'm going to guess it's Washington. Rome. It's Rome, the wide receiver. It's Rome.
Does anybody else have a guess?
Watch it be J.J. McCarthy, and we just have to end stream. Just random.
Rachel is going to go berserk. We've got to get off.
You don't need a quarterback.
This is the they did not draft J.J. McCarthy noise.
No, we need the prices right. The doo 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 doo.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
It's got to be a wide receiver, right?
Overall, hey, as long as we get CLC Jess on the
side. Look at that. Added 2024 Lloyd Cushenberry.
We lost it. I lost the live stream, Jess.
There we go. Sorry.
With the seventh pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select J.C. Latham.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the other guy that I had in my mind. That makes sense. See, now the Bears. I mean, if the Bears have a chance at Rome, I don't think they're going to want to trade out. So,
Falcons right here.
Right.
I'd be calling the Falcons. The Falcons just signed Kirk Cousins. Right. And so they got some bad blood with Minnesota. So they don't want to, you know, Minnesota, them, they're not going to play together. Right. So it's got to be the Broncos. I'm trying to speak it into existence here.
So next is Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh, my God. I can actually feel my heart beating right here, which is good because usually it beats kind of down over here. So I've been working on my health a little bit lately. Got the heart shifted back up where it goes.
You need to get one of those Apple Watches so that it keeps track of your. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, speaking of fitness trackers like that, side note, when the Nuggets had that game winner, we're closing in game two a couple days ago, I kept getting all these heart rate warnings saying, like, hey, you're sitting down and you need to not have this heart rate. So please check that out. I'm like,
Yeah. Basketball. Or it's like, it's too loud. It's too loud. I know it's too loud.
I woke up my whole family at like 12:30 at night screaming after that shot went down. And I got up off the couch in such an awkward motion that I pulled a muscle in my leg. I'm on IR because of
Boomer.
It. Yeah. It's hey, you're going to get old too.
No, I'm gonna. I no, because if we draft a cornerback, I'm. Be a little
too aggressive. All right, Falcons pick is in, so they're not trading.
Uh-oh. I just saw What's it. Up, I'm guys? Not saying anything.
Oh my God,
I'm not
we got
saying
so
anything.
Many people here.
I'm not saying anything.
Hello.
Look at that. It's a party.
We got Ivan from Broncos España and Ross of Mile High Report. Also joining in.
Is that a Tebow jersey?
You mean the greatest Broncos draft pick of all time?
Can we risk that tonight?
Absolutely.
Can we risk that?
We absolutely can't risk it because Tim Tebow.
Oh my God.
The last Tim Tebow gave the Broncos a playoff win, and that's what we need right now. All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying anything.
I saw the pick too. I I'm got to start unfollowing people, but I just saw the pick.
I do too. I just need to close my Twitter.
Don't look at the picks.
Ivan,
are you looking at the picks? Don't look
I'm
at the picks.
I'm nervous.
I'm just saying.
Did they pick Brock
Mike, Mike?
This
no,
is something
Mike,
right here.
No,
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
This is something. Get ready.
Okay. Well, I'll switch it over as soon as we get close. There's still talking.
Where are you getting
the smoke was is that they could be taking the quarterback like even though they have Kirk Cousins. So that would be the surprise. I'm going to guess that would be my guess.
What's your guess?
Mauling dudes.
But they're going to take a quarterback, which one I don't know. But that was the smoke early today that even though they have Kirk Cousins, they want somebody in the room.
I'm sure. Holt would have been a great pick for them, a great option. He was off the board. They had to get the next guy with Tracy Latham. And so the Falcons have made their selection.
I hear the audio.
In a moment.
Which
means the Bears are back on the clock. We welcome J.C. Latham to primetime.
Oh, there we go.
Is he Latham?
I don't really have any feelings about him.
Never heard of him until today.
Chris is all up in Latham. He knows. He knows everything about him.
Right there.
But right? He's looking very stressed. He must have seen the pick now himself.
Who's that?
No, I'm giving my. I'm talking to Tim.
Whoa.
I'm between you and Tim and the other world.
I understand.
Took a QB.
Who are you guys following to get the picks? Early.
I've got a guy at the league office.
The league office.
Mike just tipped it on Mile High Report.
I didn't do anything.
Or not Mike, Tim, sorry. I'm just going to say Mike. Blame Mike for everything.
Yeah, no, Mile High Report just tipped it on there. So, hey,
that's
tell
probably
Tim not to tip picks.
Isn't this the worst part about any draft?
He gave him $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the Twitter people are they're usually not this far ahead. This is actually kind of crazy.
Oh, I see it.
I gotta stop looking at Twitter. I don't want to be. Oh man, I just come on. Number nine. This is a pick right here. This is a very like we talked at the very beginning.
Now we've got to trade with Chicago or.
Well, this is our chance because they can't trade it to the Vikings. You wouldn't. I mean, they could. You wouldn't think they would trade it to the Vikings. So this is a good chance if that's our guy. This is the time.
How much you want to bet that the NFL or executives sell like little wiretaps to listen in on draft rooms just so they can get their tweets out first? We'll probably sell that for good money.
I like the subversion angle. I think that's
the conspiracy theory for sure.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I'll put it up.
Putting it up.
Oh, we're so tiny.
No.
Ian said this hours ago.
Yeah.
He
set it up as a possibility.
If this is the way this goes.
Okay. Really going to do this? And whatever happened to the edge rusher? I thought that's where we were going with Atlanta.
Here
we go.
Have
been with
the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there
we
go.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Bang.
Wow.
Like somebody just posted up.
Incredible.
He wasn't even ready to stand up yet. He's like, wait a minute.
Are you sure? Well, Nick Cosminder on The Athletic, he just posted, you know, the plan is to have him sit for a couple of years behind Kirk Cousins. He's already 24. So Michael Penix, they're going to have him sit for a couple of years. He's going to be 26, 27, like Brandon Whedon before he ever sees the field. That's crazy.
Wow, Penix.
Penix.
But
Penix.
That's
no wonder you guys were all excited when you saw the tip.
That kid can throw the ball deeper and harder than anybody in this class. His ability to push the ball downfield is probably top notch. So that's it's big. That was the smoke earlier in the day. I'm like, nah, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah. If they want somebody to sit, get somebody younger, right?
Yeah.
And this is a huge. Yeah. The crazy thing is that Penix went before JJ and Bo Nix.
Yeah. I thought he was a second rounder. I thought he was going in the second round.
Really?
See, that's the beautiful thing about the draft is, you know, the team's divergence of opinion on these guys. Like I've said for years, all it takes is one team to fall in love with a certain somebody. And he must have knocked everything out of the park as far as the pre-draft interviews go. Wow. Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked.
Dang.
Well, Chicago is on the clock now with pick number 9.
Okay.
This is where it could get interesting.
We've been saying that for the last 5 picks, too.
I know, but
one where it gets crazy.
This is where it's really interesting. It was not interesting before when they were taking tackles.
You know who's still on the clock or still on the board as well? Brock Bowers.
Yeah. But see,
that's not a surprise.
They could get any of those if they trade with us, because
the Bears aren't going to trade this pick. They're going to take the wide receiver. They're going to take Rome out of Washington, guaranteed.
But they could trade with us and still get
him and Caleb Williams. They're laughing right now.
Yeah,
and the Vikings are going to laugh just having JJ McCarthy be there at them 4-11. Maybe the Broncos and the Jets do a trade to where the Jets could still move back to 12 and take Brock Bowers for Aaron Rodgers. But I don't necessarily know if the Broncos don't get JJ McCarthy, if they liked him. It wasn't that they weren't aggressive. It's just that the board fell in such a serendipitous way for everyone after 1, 2, 3 when the top 3 quarterbacks went. Yeah. That those teams just really loved the guys that were there.
Well, remember a few years ago, Bronco Country, we talked ourselves into Justin Fields, and he started falling and falling. And then we're on the clock at, what, 10, 11? And he's there. And we were just, like, waiting for just say his name. And even though Sertan has proven to be the right pick, that letdown was so crushing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could do it again. If McCarthy's there and they don't take him, I'm not sure I could come. Oh my God, that's going to be crushing.
Yep. Somebody just tweeted Kirk Cousins plus Michael Penix equals 2 healthy knees.
That was good.
That's very good.
Wow.
The funny thing about the Falcons, though, is that we probably should have seen this one coming because they have a really great track record of drafting someone that doesn't see the field.
Yeah, drafting the regular.
Yeah.
So, do you agree that if we don't trade with the Bears, we will not trade with the Jets, right? I mean, the Jets.
We're probably trying to trade with any of them.
Apparently, Jets. Well, the Bears made their pick, but
the Bears.
This isn't tipping anything necessarily, but it says Ian Rappaport says the Jets are working on a trade.
Come on, Denver, please. Let's go.
Holy God, I can't breathe here.
I'm going to get some fireball. Let's go.
Fireworks, and I'm going to shoot them off in my bedroom.
It could be with the Vikings. Like, they would probably trade the Vikings.
The Falcons are trading back up to take Nix.
Bears' second pick of the night, and it's just the 9th overall pick.
We're the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze.
They could have treated with us and still gotten Rome. Dang it.
All right, Hart, lay it out. Why was this the slam dunk?
You've got Caleb Williams already, and Rome Odunze is just one of the best wide receivers in the draft. I mean, a lot of teams, whether it was Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, he's just a special guy getting down the field. Great contact mallets, yards after the catch too, contested catches. He's a great pick. The Bears getting their favorite quarterback and one of their top 3 wide receivers in this draft. I mean, could the Bears be good again? Could they be fun again? Like, good for Chicago. I mean, seriously, that's
they
awesome.
Have no reason not to be good next
year. Oh, there's
been
a trade. A trade
the Vikings
has been
are on the clock.
Vikings are on the clock.
Dang.
You got it.
There goes JJ. There goes JJ.
He's gone. I knew it. I knew they were going to do it to Minnesota.
You know what's super awesome? In a mock draft that I've been doing with my friends for 20 years, I made the trade to the Jets to get JJ McCarthy. So if this pans out, I get bonus picks for that.
No, Minnesota got
bonus
the pick.
Point.
They're trading to Minnesota.
That's the move that I did.
As soon as JJ's name is announced, do you think the Broncos immediately tried to trade back now?
Yeah.
What if they don't take McCarthy? Wouldn't that be they'll take Nix?
If they take Nix at 12, I'm logging off. I'm done. Like I'm done. Leaving. I mean,
but, yeah, this is deflating right here.
I think that the only thing that makes sense right now is that the Broncos were trying also to make the trade with the Jets right now, and only the Vikings offer more somehow because there's no reason to.
The Vikings have more.
The Jets apparently the Jets.
Do you think the Jets were going to do 11? The Broncos a solid after he pissed on Nathaniel Hackett?
Yeah.
No, they were doing Sean Payton any favors.
Exactly. I mean, Rachel has the compensation.
I have the compensation. Absolutely. That is absolutely what this
Jets,
is.
The Jets get number 11, 129 overall, 157 overall.
Vikings get 10 and 203.
Yeah.
So they only traded this year's draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's only one spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's only to keep us from getting him.
Stupid Jets.
Or maybe the Broncos weren't that high on McCarthy in the first place for some godforsaken
reason. It could be. I mean, so now do the Broncos make the pick? That's the question.
Watch us get Brock Bowers.
Do we make the pick?
To be honest with you, right now, based on this board so far, I will take Bowers and somehow get back at the end of the first round or get a second somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
You need to make that happen to get Nix at the end of the first
that's
round.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's
yeah.
What
I was thinking of that too, Ivan. Yeah,
that was my call at the beginning of the draft. But getting so close to McCarthy was—it's kind of like it's deflating.
My mom, who isn't that much of a football watcher, she's apparently watching the draft, and she's like, "Why did Atlanta?" She's texting me, "Why did Atlanta take a quarterback when they have Cousins? Will they just use him for a trade?"
Like, use which one for a trade?
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
How has anyone how are Atlanta fans taking that news? Curious.
I'm sure they're happy.
You think so? Check out.
I wouldn't be. Gina. I mean, no. If all three of the Falcons fans have just got to be conflicted.
I mean, I like Michael Penix not that high, but man, you could have had Odunze to throw, like just have a great wide receiver and get that offense going down Atlanta with their other weapons. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, etc. Whatever. I mean, there's every year there's a team that makes you go like, what the hell just happened? That might be this moment.
Yeah. Well, Gina Thomas is not happy about it. I can tell you that.
At least Penix didn't go to Vegas. That would have been.
I would have liked him to go there. I think he's going to be a bust. I would have loved him to go to Vegas.
Albright just said that McCarthy wasn't a top three QB on the Broncos board.
Was or was not?
Was not.
Huh. Has he seen the Broncos draft board?
Yeah.
He could still be number four.
I'm like, take everything he says with
it's
a grain of salt.
It's Albright, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. Take a grain of salt.
Tim is co-tweeting him.
We don't like Albright
Tim
here.
Tim is co-tweeting him, so I'm blaming Tim. Can't blame
we don't
Tim.
Like we don't like Albright here.
Get Timothy in here right now so we can yell at him.
I know. I'm going to go and try
You're
to get
the picks.
Wait, he's only like a 3-minute drive from me. I'll go drive on over before the next few picks.
You're tipping the picture, being a butthead.
That's me typing.
I'm sure it's Scotty. It's Scotty who's tipping him.
It sounds like I'm Googling stuff, but I'm actually pressuring Tim to come join us.
Tim just yelled at me in the Slack. He's listening. Hi, Tim. Oh, Scotty's the one who's doing it tonight.
Okay. I told you guys, I've been saying it's Scotty. It's not Tim.
That guy.
Okay, Scotty.
Sorry, Tim.
You guys have not been listening to me. I've been telling you.
What?
Oops.
Tim is a little shy, though, when it comes to being on these
things.
Is
Nick's worth it at 12, though?
If he's your guy. Mm-hmm. If that's who Peyton says this is his guy, he's worth it.
Although everybody thinks that it's not worth it.
I don't think it's worth it.
How much worse would it be if they pass in Nix on 12 and then they trade back or they trade back into the first round and then they're still unable to get Nix?
Yeah, like that would actually be, a terrible scenario if we walk away without a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. If Nix is your guy, don't get cute and try to get him at 20 or 25. Get him now. Albright. Says he believes Denver had Nix higher on the board than McCarthy. So if that's the case, take him now. Don't let like the Giants trade back in and get him or something happen. If he's your guy, get him at 12. No excuses.
I like that. No excuses. As a teacher, that resonates.
I don't like. I keep seeing all these tweets about McCarthy going to the Vikings. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah,
it's a moment of zen on YouTube right now. So nothing. YouTube TV, which by the way is worth it. I have to say, YouTube TV is pretty great when it comes to.
Did you see
especially
that
Sunday Ticket?
We
and
got our
stuff.
We got copyright claimed on our on the YouTube channel. So,
well, that's all right.
What happened? Yeah.
We may have been displaying a little too much of the
Roger Goodell.
So we scaled it back quite a bit. But we will show the picks as they come in, and then you get all of us.
Oh yeah, that's the annoying thing too. A while back on the YouTube channel, I was doing the O-line film. Even just short little breakups of that got us.
Right.
Oh,
my high report says Broncos are on the clock.
Ooh,
so really?
Well, yeah. Instead of the Jets? Well,
the Jets pick is in, and so we're on the clock.
Okay.
My feed still has the Vikings haven't actually picked McCarthy yet.
I just saw Mile High Report tweeted. By the way, follow Mile High Report on Twitter.
So in my GM mock, I traded up with the Vikings to get – traded up with the Jets to get McCarthy, and the guy with the Jets took Brock Bauer. So let's see if that plays out. It would be phenomenal if that happened. That would be sick. It would be crazy.
Michael Penix was selected by the Falcons about 20 minutes ago. Here's the commissioner to make it official.
To help make the Minnesota Vikings selection, we are honored to have with us the surviving mother, brothers, and nephew of fallen hero, United States Army Sergeant Zachary Ewing.
Why do they get special visitors?
Zachary died after a battle with cancer.
He's probably always going to be picked number 10.
After he was injured during his second deployment to Iraq. We salute him and thank his family and TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which offers care to those grieving the loss of a military loved one. I'm now going to turn this over to Sergeant Ewing's nephew, Asher, who will announce the pick in honor of his uncle.
With the 10th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback of Michigan.
Yep.
Of course, that got a loud reaction from the Michigan people. That's
huge
nice.
Huge ovation from the Wolverine heavy.
So Troy can't be happy he's going to Minnesota, but so Denver's on the clock. It's got to be.
Well, the Jets are so they didn't trade with the Jets, but.
No, I'm just saying Mile Report says the Broncos are on the clock as of a minute ago. I don't know. That's got to mean the Jets pick is in.
So is that
according to the TV, it says that the Jets are
in this offseason. And a guy who is a winner for
sure. We lost.
I think that I agree. We need to take Knicks right now. I mean, we cannot afford to lose him anyhow. I mean,
it'd be funny because if you can't take Knicks.
I mean, we thought that by this time we probably had two choices, Penix or Nix, right? I mean,
yeah.
But right now it's the only one left. So,
you know, I said I always thought McCarthy was going to be a bust. I'm kind of glad we didn't get him. So,
Oh, now we could just roll back.
I've been saying it for years. That I think McCarthy, he's not the guy you want. Nix is the guy. I've been saying it all along.
Disregard everything I said in the past hour and a half.
I've been scrubbing my Twitter feed.
Mike, I was listening to you. I was watching earlier, and I kind of am on the same boat. Was it like, why you think Nick's good? Because some dude on Twitter said he was. That's kind of how I've come around to the Knicks pick as well.
Yeah, I'm like the last positive thing I read on Twitter is now my identity, my opinion.
Well, that's like the first stage of Broncos fandom during the draft. It's like you kind of hear the name, they finally draft the name that you heard, and then slowly over the next 3 months you fall in love, and then you're disappointed because they are not who everyone has told us.
Or in my case, you're still in love with Tim Tebow and you love him for a baseball player as well, and you'll never give that one up.
it's how Broncos do free agency too. It's like, oh, I've heard of that player. We should sign him. It's like, even if we don't need him, but I've heard of them.
Yeah. I was going to say that the first step after hearing the name is everyone goes and Googles how good this person is and figures out the player, then decides if
I think the first thing they do is fire off a hot take and opinion, and then they go do research. That's how I do it anyway.
Here's the thing.
I shoot first, aim later.
Working for Mile High Report, I feel like I should have like some sort of authority when it comes to knowing players and if they're good or not. But at some point, I'm just like, yeah, they're the experts. I'll just listen to them.
Yeah, they're experts for a reason. I'm going to waste
time. Here we go. Sean Payton probably knows what he's talking about. So let's just go with Payton.
Sure. That seems likely.
If I get confused, I just ask Hart, and he tells me I'm usually wrong.
Hart's texting Tim Lynch. He wasn't listening.
Yeah.
What would you think if we don't select next and we do not trade down?
Bowers. Yeah, I think Bowers would be our pick for sure.
Just because of Dulcich's ability to not stay healthy.
Aren't the Jets taking Bowers? Do we know the Jets pick yet?
Yeah, and it's not.
We do.
Oh, we do know. Oh, okay.
Who is it?
No, don't tip it.
Yeah. If you know it, and then you're like, I know it, but I'm not going to say it. Like, just.
Well, no, but then everyone else knows it.
Oh,
and
I
then
just saw it too. Sad. I just saw it. That's great.
It's not that big of a deal. It's not going to affect us. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, so. So it's going to be Knicks, huh?
This pick is definitely going to affect Aaron Rodgers' Achilles.
No defensive players have been picked. Is that right?
No. Wow. Wait, the first time, I don't know.
So the Broncos
time for the Broncos to draft a cornerback, baby. Let's go.
Well, like, you know, Andrew Mason just tweeted they could take another white cornerback player on their board,
with Riley Moss.
Or they could take the number 10 offensive player.
Right. So. Well, that's an interesting idea. Thank you for reframing that for us, Mike.
You're welcome.
Wait, Rachel, did you say Cooper DeJean?
Yes.
Yeah.
White quarterback duo. Let's do it.
We're going all the way back to the 60s.
I don't want this Bronco pick tipped. I guess I have Twitter.
I'm not saying Jack.
This may be the greatest moment of my entire draft. This is it, right?
Yeah, I'm closing all the windows. I don't want to see anything.
Yeah.
The New York Jets select Olu Fashanu, tackle, Penn State.
So they go.
How worried do you think Goodell was to say that name?
He was back there practicing so hard.
Another weapon to throw to. Yeah, they went out and got Tyron Smith.
I did one of the pre-draft stuff we did. I did the write-up on the Olu, and he's really freaking good at almost everything he does.
Except dieting, it looks like.
Yeah, you don't need to die. We're offensive linemen, okay?
Why are you fat shaming him? Don't do that, Mike.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
I'm trying to humanize
him. I can speak from it. Well, not from my own experience. I was just fat, but most of the offensive linemen, it's a power gut. You know, like how strong men and body and power lifters, they got that power gut. We got Quinn Miners, man. You shouldn't be talking about any guts.
He looks strong.
What if instead of if the Broncos don't select Knicks here and they do trade back into the first round, but not like the late first round. What if they get like somewhere in immediately? Like,
what do you mean?
Like they take Bowers or something and they, instead of trading back in the late rounds of the first, they trade in somewhere 14. In the teens.
Do they have the ammo for that? Do we think?
Yeah. The thing is that if we don't trade down, we don't have the ammo to get back the first round.
Yeah, I think
because
if they take Bowers or whoever, don't take Knicks. I think it's because they know they can trade back in to get a quarterback.
And one thing that's interesting that was really highly debated in Bronco country was Pat Surtain still going to be a Bronco? And you had to figure if they were going to trade him, it was going to be ammo to move up. So at this point, you have to figure they're keeping Surtain, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and he was in the jersey release video.
Oh, of course. So
how messed up would that be?
So I think he's safe, but Sutton, Bowles, they could also.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's the thing. You make the whole throwback video about Grishier and Surtain. You can't trade Surtain. Sorry, Bradshire. Excuse me.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wow.
You just did that. Wow.
I did that. You know, I'm the Tim Tebow guy that mispronounces NFL Hall of Famers, but now we could say
Broncos
that. NFL Hall of Famers. No, he's going to be.
They're showing Bo Nix. That's what they think.
I need a TV thing. Here, my idea is that they trade Bulls because they put them in the worst uniform combo of them.
No, I love that one. I love that one. Blue over orange. I'm all about it.
Oh,
come on, man.
Embrace
the future.
White and orange. White and orange. All right.
Like white over orange or orange?
White over orange. White over orange.
Yeah.
I'm just saying throwbacks because those are the best ones, hands down.
Broncos pick is in.
Holy crap. I'm going to hyperventilate. I swear to God, if he says fucking cornerback is the first word out of his mouth,
they don't make a pick. They don't make a pick that tackle. Quick for a corner.
Linebacker.
Inside linebacker. Can you imagine?
Would it be a long snapper?
You will hear swear words haven't been invented yet. Oh my God! If you have any kids, put them away just in case.
Let's just say if you read my mock draft today, you might know. You might know who the pick is.
Broncos on the clock. Come on, put on the TV. Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
There's a commercial right now. Okay,
so. I know.
As is tradition, when the Broncos are on the clock, you run all your commercials.
The Washington Commander fans really want us to stream the NFL in the comment section.
They're gonna pull what they did with Jokic, and we're gonna draft our guy during a Taco Bell.
We talked about that. We're like, let's do it. Let's get a Taco Bell commercial.
Gorditas for everybody.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Come on, I'm gonna hammer purchase on Fanatics here. Holy fuck! Come on. Oh God, I'm dying here.
I think the last time I was this excited for the draft was in one of the Broncos who were supposed to trade for Aaron Rodgers. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, remember when that was going to happen? Remember when we thought, oh, Rodgers, what a great guy. We'd love to have him.
There you go. Let me age you. When they drafted Tim Tebow, I barely even knew what the draft was.
Yeah. And he seems totally sane.
I remember Super Bowl 12.
No. Same, Mike. Same.
Yeah. I was 5, but I remember it.
I was 7. Yep.
I remember rewatching the Super Bowl 32 and 33 with my godmom.
Wow.
That's about as I can do.
What, are you 12, Ross? How old are you?
I'm 24. I'm the unofficially retired number for the Denver Broncos.
There you go. So, Ross, this is gonna happen to you. One day you're going to be like, holy crud, now I'm the old fan. Like, I was always, you never saw Gratishar play. You never saw the Orange Crush.
You never saw Pat Sertan play.
Yeah. And so eventually your time will come where you're the old timer and it's going to be fine. You'll embrace it because you remember this conversation.
I'm okay with that. Here's the thing.
You know, the jersey, Grandpa.
I'm going to go pull on my Tebow jersey just in solidarity because Mike's picking on him.
I got 20-year-old Champ Bailey jersey. My first jersey was Champ Bailey.
My first.
That's a good first jersey to have.
Took me 3 years to grow into that, but when I did, it was a great day. I'll tell you what.
Oh God, there's a cat here all of a sudden. I was freaked out here.
Kitty.
There's my new
George
kitty.
Payton, does he look happy? I don't think so. Payton looks happy. If Sean Payton looks happy, what does that mean?
Are we getting Bo
Callahan? Is his name Bo Callahan? Bo
Callahan? Vontae Mack, no matter what.
The best players available by Dan, Daniel Jeremiah does not have Knicks anywhere on the list.
Which is fair.
I'm sure the Broncos would love to take Bowers, but they can't afford to.
Oh my god.
They're doing all our first round picks and none of them are on our team anymore. Shut up.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at our hats.
No, it was the hug.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop because Charles is very upset right now.
I just don't understand.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix.
Yes!
There it is. Boom! There it is.
I knew it.
The Broncos have a quarterback, baby.
Six quarterbacks.
Let's go.
First dozen picks. To quote Rambo,
six quarterbacks in the first 12 is nuts.
I'm not sure
about that Tua comparison, though. Don't like
the comparison to his Tua because he's got real quick hands. He's very accurate underneath, and he can lay the ball up. Some of the drive throws, that's what people want to see. There is evidence out there.
Am I supposed to be happy? Because
I just didn't require it very often. A lot of quick hitters, a lot of balls underneath. But the ability there, he's played a lot of football, started 61 games in college. That's where you see the polish and things like this with ball handling. He's played so much football, the most. You saw
Ooh, that's right. We can run plays with him. That'll be fun.
Didn't have to run it quite as much with this Oregon offense. I thought they would trade down, but I think the fact that the five other guys were gone, they were.
Boy, Grandpa
cute.
Looks happy. He's just Don't dreaming.
Get this year, get your guy.
Don't get cute, which is exactly what Ivan said.
Good.
Hey, now with this pick, do we have like the most handsome quarterback in the AFC West? Now, is that? Because I would say yes, right? Is that one thing we can take the lead in? Take the title of?
I don't know.
Most handsome quarterback.
Well, Lori has a thing for Zach Wilson, so.
That's right. We have a combo. Oh, we have
no. Look, I nailed it too. My name, Wilson Nix. Lattimore Volpe.
There you go.
Perfect.
Got it. Happy. He's smiling. So,
hey, Chris, can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
Davis,
the one thing I hear a lot is that Bo Nix is, he reminds people of Drew Brees. What does that actually mean?
I don't understand why people say that. When it comes to me, when evaluating prospects, you can't compare Bo Nix to a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think maybe just his ability to maneuver outside the pocket or be well within structure, just having incredible accuracy, having good touch with the football. If we look back at J.J. McCarthy, he's not so much of a natural thrower as Nix. He's just a lot of fastballs in there, not as much of an established passer. I think a lot of the comparisons were Drew was just able to get the ball out quick and still be fairly accurate. And Bo Nix has those traits, but I wouldn't say that he reminds me of Drew Brees because of that. But this is who I had the Broncos taking in the mock, my mock this year. I thought that they would trade down and maybe get him. I think a part of that was just because I didn't necessarily feel he was worth a top 12 selection, but how I feel doesn't matter. This is clearly a Sean Payton selection, and he believes in him. The positives about Nix, even if you want to go back to his Auburn film, which wasn't great, but he had a lot of different coordinators there. That was a not good football team when he was there. He's got right experience. So if you don't want Jared Stidham or you don't want Zach Wilson to start for the whole season, it'll be interesting because anybody on that staff, if you watch videos or quotes, talk about how intelligent he is. And that's a really important thing for a quarterback to have in Sean Payton's offense, which is widely regarded as one of the most complex in the NFL. It might take him a little bit to learn the system, but it's one of those situations to where he has played so much college football. There's a good shot that he can be the guy for the Broncos and Sean just rolls with him day one, that he'll take stuff that he was good at Oregon and put it into the playbook, that he'll try to put him in the best situation as possible to succeed. I don't necessarily like it at 12, but here, if this works and he plays in Denver for the next 12 years, all the better. Damn. Oh, no.
That's not good.
And what do you think of this pick? Well, this is
tight ends drafted. So Brock Bowers just went to the Raiders.
I got maybe also get some celebratory beers for the next pick, or is it just me?
Say that one more time.
I just went and got me some celebratory beer for the Bo Nix pick. Does anybody else have one?
I'll take a swig with you, buddy.
Speaking of what Christopher said about him being kind of smart here, apparently Adam Schefter just tweeted this and said Denver had a private workout with Bo Nix the day after his pro day. The night before the workout, the Broncos sent Nix 3 packets of offensive play installation. And the next morning, as they worked in the classroom with Nix, he apparently crushed it. And the Broncos then took Nix from the classroom to the field, watched him throw for an hour, and they were convinced that they had a quarterback that they wanted.
Also, James Palmer also tweeted right now, the Broncos were never high on J.J. McCarthy, like it was portrayed in the media. They always were in love with him.
So how much of that do we believe? Because, of course, one of the biggest draft cliches is, he was the top one on the board. We couldn't believe he fell to us. Because they try to justify, they don't want to say, yeah, we got this guy, we wanted the other guy, but whatever. So how much of that is true and how much of that is bullshit? And cheers.
In this circumstance, I think it's probably quite accurate and alluding to what I just said previously. I love J.J. McCarthy. He's a really good football player, and I think the Vikings got a great future quarterback on their hands. Nix has a lot of experience, and I think that experience puts him more of in a position to start right away than J.J. McCarthy. I don't think even if the Broncos moved up for McCarthy in that scenario that we would see him start right away, but I can absolutely see Bo Nix starting right away. And just based on what Rachel just said on that earlier report, that they had a private workout with him before his pro day or after that and all that, and they sent him a handful of installations to go over and try to get all that information in a short amount of time, and he apparently was able to retain that. That's very impressive.
Well, he's also going to start because he has to beat out Stidham and Zach Wilson. I mean, let's not act like that. It's not going to be hard. He could stumble ass backwards into the starting job.
Well, but and that's true. But the Broncos got a player who's highly accurate, who's mobile, who's a threat to run, and he's smart. And
I love the
pick. That's the type of player Sean Payton likes. He likes tough guys and he likes smart guys. You look at the makeup of his past drafts, you're tough and you're smart. He believes in those. That's a Bill Parcells disciple type thing. And I think J.J. McCarthy is those things too. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. My preference would have been different, but I'm pretty elated that, hey, man, we get to see how it works out. Sean Payton made his mark today, 15 minutes ago, for his career in Denver. He staked it on Bo Nix. We all hope it works out. So I certainly do.
Interesting Bo Nix note is that just today they announced Zach Wilson took number 10. I believe there's only one number between 1 and 19 that's left available. Is that 16?
Ooh, Jake Plummer.
I thought I saw Mace tweet that out, that the only number left is number 16. So did Zach Wilson kind of say, like, I'm going to take 10 just because I know in 2 days I can sell it?
He could be. I'm going to get some of that number 12 draft pick money for
exactly. Baller move by Zach Wilson if that side went down.
For the rest of
what
you're making.
Seeing on social. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, would it make you feel better though for the old heads that I also had a Jake Plummer jersey growing up?
Oh, yes. My boy's first jersey was Jake Plummer. First jersey was Jake Plummer.
Also, I didn't even know who he was. I just knew he played quarterback for the Broncos, and that was good enough for me.
He was a goddamn legend.
Funny story. When Kyle Orton was playing for us, I saw him on the train at DIA. Like, he was actively our starting quarterback, and he was on the tram or the train at DIA, and, like, nobody walked up to him. Nobody even saw, like, nobody paid any attention to him because he just he doesn't look the part. And he's also Kyle Orton, so it's like,
was that maybe they didn't recognize him if he'd shaved.
He looked exactly like he looked. It was literally Kyle Orton, and someone could have easily walked up to him, but they're like, you know,
Kyle Orton gave one of the great memories, like, though. Rolled up into his white crew neck shirt.
We like to talk trash about Kyle Orton, but he went on to beat us when he played for the Chiefs that one season.
There's gonna be mixed reactions no matter what.
It never happened.
Yeah, a lot of people are very mixed on this pick,
which is to be understandable.
It doesn't matter what you do. It didn't matter what uniform the Broncos really. It doesn't matter who they drafted. Everyone's going to be mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you look on Twitter. Twitter's awful.
Twitter's a bad place.
So that's it for us tonight, huh? You think? I mean, do you think it could could still happen?
There's no way that they're trading back up into the first round.
The only news I see happen is they announce a Surtain extension.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I want.
Yeah. Now that they... you got to feel they're keeping him. There's no way. There's not a prospect back there. We're like, we'll give you Surtain to get back in the first round. That's not happening, right?
Do you guys think they kind of build around him and make him the face of the franchise, like Vaughn was and like Justin Simmons was? Do you think Sertan's the new face of the franchise?
Does he have the personality for that? The charisma to be that guy? Because Vaughn was the guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, who else would be the guy in the defense?
Right now, no one. We don't have any. I mean, I think that it will be Nix in the offense.
Here we go. The real face of the franchise, Alex Singleton.
It's Bo Nix is the face of the franchise.
I knew Rachel was going to like that one.
No, Justin Sternat to really piss me off.
That's a hot Strand. Is it Brown Strand?
Yes.
Now, while we're all talking about fun stuff, let's talk about what the people really want to know is how this pick affects Alex Forsythe's ability to be the starter this upcoming season. Let's talk offensive line, you guys. That's why I'm here. Dude, I like the
fact how you spell it.
Nice. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't matter. Like, if a guard or a tackle played with Bo Nix in college, I wouldn't really think they had any sort of relation. But when you're playing with the guy that puts his hand on your butt half the game, the center forms a great relationship with the quarterback. You got to have one. But not just really timing-wise. So, I really like the – I did end of the season kind of look at the offensive line, especially the centers. If you look at the Broncos depth chart, honestly, Alec Forsythe has a great chance of starting it. And I thought they might pick a center kind of 8-3. This draft is kind of where I had them going with that one. But between, I don't like Ludwanberger, Stan Mustafer, who cares? Alec Forsythe has a legit chance of being the next starting center for the Broncos. And I like it. He's a good dude. He's great with the zone concepts. He's good at picking up double teams when it comes to pass pro. I think he's a stud.
He'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, there are all a lot of people. Go ahead, Rachel. Yeah, sorry.
I was just going to say that I'm excited now for the offseason to see how this goes, even though Knicks wasn't my ideal pick. I mean, it'll be interesting to just see how this all plays out in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it the works out. But yeah, I think Ross is right. Like the experience and having foresight there, that's a good chemistry deep dive talking about that sort of thing. I think he probably would have went a little bit higher in the draft, but I think he was pretty nicked up and had some off-season surgeries or whatever. But mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a good chance that he starts over Wattenberg. And I think functional strength and just core strength is pretty important for the center position. And I think that he's got the edge on Wattenberg in that regard. So
yes, Wattenberg was definitely serviceable at the times that he filled in for Cushenberry last year. And one thing I still disappointed that the Broncos weren't able to hold on to Cushenberry, but when the Titans are going to give him money like that, it's very understandable why he's not in the blue and orange anymore. And I'm very happy for him that he got a heck of a payday. That's, you know, that's the funny thing, how the league works. It doesn't matter how you did in your first 3 years, but in your fourth, in your contract year, if you play at ball out like that, you're going to get paid.
Especially having multiple different offensive line coaches too. And then this last rookie contract year, he saved his best for last. And when it comes to any position group, especially offensive line, you want to have continue there, with the coaching and the scheme and the concepts that you're running. And, happy for Lloyd.
I'm glad you bring him up too, because Zach, the new offensive line coach that, former Saint that Sean Payne brought in, he did a pretty bang up job last year. I was very happy with what I saw. Definitely the best offensive line coach the Broncos have had since Mike Munchak. I don't think anyone's going to top him, because Mike Munchak is a genius when it comes to coaching the offensive line position. But I think that's why I'm hoping that Broncos use one of their, you know, fifth round picks to draft a center or offensive lineman and really develop him, just to get a little bit more depth on that line. And honestly, I was kind of hoping they were going to trade Garrett Bowles this year. Not that I don't like Bowles. Obviously, he's not the most consistent of tackles, but he definitely was a top 12 offensive tackle. I say that pretty confident. Top 15. Let's go with that. I keep walking myself back. I know that's not great, but he could have gotten some good value. He's going to be serviceable, but and good. But I just don't. He has like a 2 more year shelf life, I believe, and so it would have been good to pick someone else up.
Yep.
That's normally how I get when I talk offensive line to my wife or my friends. It's just a whole lot of
it's random people in the restroom.
Oh, dude, I'll talk offensive line to anyone. It doesn't matter.
Just peer over the stall and be like, hey.
Hey, have you heard about Garrett Bowles? Let me tell you. Hey, what's your favorite kind of block? Mine's a down block. I don't know if not all of you know. I coach offensive line too at the high school level, so I'm obsessed with this. Fun.
Okay. Ooh, look at that. Ooh. That's kind of nice.
You know what? People hate the uniform. It looks better than whatever the heck the Falcons got going on. Remember the Falcons gradients? Yeah, well,
why does his head look so funny on that? I don't know why. Like his neck's really long in that picture. That's JJ crazy. McCarthy they looks haven't like picked a Twitch streamer. There's not there has not been a defensive player picked yet. That's kind of crazy.
That just goes to show you how Roger Goodell feels about defense.
Oh goodness.
There we go. It was all frozen up there for a second.
I feel like we can enjoy the draft now. The stress for Broncos fans is over, because it is what it, even if you don't like Knicks, it is what it is at this point. So now we could just kind of enjoy everything else.
Oh, there are people absolutely going off the rails right now on Twitter.
Oh, I'm not even going
to
look.
It's not good. Yeah. I'm not looking. Yeah,
it's normal, right? I mean, one thing that it's great is that Alex Forsythe, which will be our surgery took it center discount, next year, played with Knicks.
Yep. So there's already chemistry there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's big. I mean, you wonder how much that played into the equation, but probably, it's just a good thing. That's
I have a feeling that they didn't. I don't think that was any part of the consideration, but it sure as heck is a bonus to getting Bo Nix.
Oh, I'm sure that they asked Alex all about him. Like, it's not like they couldn't have asked anybody on that coaching staff what they thought, but just, is he a good teammate? You know, I'm not trying to drive back to the whole Bo Callahan and draft day type thing, but it's like, how is this guy in the locker room? Like, how is he as a leader? Who better to ask than a teammate that played with him?
Absolutely.
So that's big.
The only problem is that might be a little biased. This center is never going to say anything bad about quarterback. What's that? Quarterback really messes things up.
He rubbed me the wrong way.
Or I'm telling you, the bond between a quarterback and his offense line is unlike anything, unless that quarterback is pulling a Russell Wilson and always runs outside the pocket, even though it's clean. We definitely didn't have that issue for our team last year. That's for sure. It's okay. We still love you, Cash.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody I just saw quite the take from a local Denver media person who I'm not going to name, but they said they obviously weren't happy with the Bo Nix selection, but that Denver is going to be the worst team in the NFL next year, and they won't be able to select Shedeur Sanders next year because they have Bo Nix. And I'm like, let's pump the brakes. Let's pump all the brakes. We haven't even started yet.
A Broncos media member said that?
Yes.
Mm. Who?
I don't know. I think he might be a producer for one of the
DNVR or something like that.
92.5 maybe.
Or Jason Merlot? Merlot?
No. We don't acknowledge him in here.
Hope that NDSU goes into Folsom first game of the year and just curb stomps the Buffs.
Nice.
Bison are my team. That's where I went to school.
Hey!
Just put...
Yeah, what are you doing?
And I know there's going to be a lot of Colorado fans in this chat or even listening right now. Just the sheer cockiness that happened when Deion Sanders got there. Start winning and then talk.
You guys can beef. We all know that the best group of five team, the Boise State Broncos, are going to be making the playoffs next year, and they might even lose to someone very badly. But you know what? They'll make it.
Oh, he was enamored with their field. Mark Springer, the guy who had that take. And he said, we could have had Shedeur Sanders throwing into Brock Bowers in 2025. Damn.
Boo.
Screw that.
here's the deal. And Nix was my fifth quarterback on the board. If Sean Payton likes him, this is Sean Payton's team. We just have to live with it. We all want it to work out. And given Sean Payton's history of creating offenses that are top five in the NFL, top 10, I think in his whole entire career, even when Drew Brees was injured or didn't play, he still only had like 2 years in his entire time with the Saints that they were outside top 10 in offense. Now, I think, 76 is going to be a little bit of a wait tomorrow night, but maybe they move one of those extra fifth round picks that they have and get a wide receiver, get Bo Nix a friend. Maybe they draft Troy Franklin or if they double dip on Oregon stuff, that would be weird. But Sean Payton, and like I said, this the best time to start planning for the future is now. And I didn't see any circumstance in this draft, and we've talked about it on prior shows, that Sean was going to wait another year to get his guy in the room. And obviously they saw enough on tape and from their time together at the pro day and the private workout that this is a young man that I can work with that I believe that can lead the team. So,
I mean, of all the people to get the best out of Bo Nix, I mean, I guess you'd probably want Sean Payton to do that, considering, I mean, imagine Bo Nix was available to be drafted with our previous four coaches. We've had so many in such a short span. I mean, I guess perhaps Gary Kubiak could get something out of him, but I think Sean Payton would probably be the best person out of all the previous coaches in recent years. Squeeze what he can.
Yeah, and he's a tough-nosed coach. Some might say a hard ass, but Nix's dad was also a coach, so he knows what it's like to have someone who's got really high expectations and can kind of just rip into you sometimes. He can take that constructive criticism, that hard criticism, the blunt stuff that just needs to be said. Nick Saban was a lot like that at Alabama, coaching his players. And some young people and prospects, they can't handle that sort of talk. Nick isn't going to have a problem with the way that Sean Payton operates as a coach, personality-wise, and obviously they hit it off. So,
do you think they're going to have a more open offense this year with Bo Nix than they did last year with Wilson?
We all sigh. We're like, ooh.
Well, can it be more restrictive?
I see more run plays with him because I could see Bo Nix being a little bit more of a bulldozer because he's got like a bigger statue, so they would be maybe more comfortable with him running the ball. So
I love Q
power. I mean, there's no way that Bo Nix, just from a perspective of knowing how things work in the NFL would be ahead of Russell Wilson, but I'm pretty darn sure if they sent Bo Nix three installs and sets of plays, formations, things that they want to run, and he excelled on that, that he's already got three of those down. They'll keep doing that up until the season kicks off. I mean, there's no way in hell he's going to be able to operate the entirety of Peyton's playbook, but a good amount of the things that Sean wants to run, that he likes to run, as well as meshing some of those concepts that Nix did well at both destinations with Auburn and Oregon, seems likely. So I think we should all be excited. There are people. Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling Mike his microphone is muted. I don't know if you know that.
We cannot hear you.
I've just seen him talk and nothing.
I was saying so many good things. I said that was a good exactly. question by you, Rachel. I thought Ross had a good point. Man, I was dissing out compliments here, left and right.
Oh, poo.
Of course he was muted for that. Uh-huh.
Your Twitter says that you went ahead and bought a Bo Nix jersey. Is that true?
Oh, I did.
Ooh.
Because goddamn American orange.
Of course.
And the blue pats are tan.
Oh, the Midnight Navy is my favorite. The Midnight Navy. Yes.
Thing is, that's the one thing that makes me sad about the old uniforms is I wish they would have used the all blues more. That was just such a beautiful combo, but they just didn't do it justice. So, they didn't use it like enough.
The whites on the blues? Yes.
Or just blue on the whites, or you mean like white tops?
No, remember that one London game?
Yeah. No, I'm saying blue.
Like, I know. I like
the white top blue bottoms. I thought it was cool. Hey, let me ask you. So the thing, we got Bo Nix. So now who's going to be around him? Like quick yes or no. Is Cortland Sutton catching a pass from Bo Nix?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's like Marvin.
And then
Mims.
We got Josh Reynolds. Don't forget Josh Reynolds. That's kind of an exciting under the radar pick.
Does Marvin like Mims have more than 50 catches next year?
He damn well should.
Marvin Mims should have 70 catches next year.
Does Greg Dulcich have more than 20 catches next year?
I don't think Greg Dulcich.
He's
going to
hurt himself
snaps.
Getting out of his car in the stadium. I'm sorry.
Who is our starting tight end? Is he on the roster? Are we running Troutman?
Adam
back?
Troutman.
Troutman, baby.
Is there a good, like, a lot of these elite tight ends are mid round picks. Is there a good, like, mid round pick we should be watching for, Christopher, at like the tight end position?
Prospects at tight end. Oh, I mean, Penn State's Theo Johnson is who I had the Broncos taking on day three of the draft. He's super athletic, but the production wasn't there. Oh,
why not?
Why wasn't the production there for him at Penn State?
Was he like hurt? Was it a scheme?
No, it's just something with Penn State. They didn't throw him the ball a whole lot. I mean, even over the course of the career there, the average amount of targets that he had in any really given season was like 50, 55. Wow. That's not a lot for a college player, so...
Do you think there's any chance that Eric All is still on the board by the Broncos day three comes around?
I'd say so. The Iowa kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I trust Iowa when it comes to tight ends, man. They got a hell of a track record. It's like Penn State making wrestlers. They just pump them out. There's a wrestling reference on this podcast, you guys. You're welcome.
Jess is gone. What are we going to do?
I'm just trying to put on the Nuggets game on my other TV.
I have to dip out for that.
Yeah, no.
Everybody. I do have to head out for that.
I think we're good. I think we can end it here, guys. I think this was a lot of fun, and I think this is something we should do before we leave. Yes.
Hypothetically, what would John Elway done tonight?
We're not going to end it on that.
How tall is Bo Nix? Who's the tallest quarterback?
That's a great.
Drake May if we even had the chance. He would have given the farm to go up for Drake.
Elway would have traded down. Elway would have traded down.
Downward trajectory. So, everybody, we're all Mile High Report writers. We are all contributors to the Fans First Sports Network Mile High Broncos podcasts. Be sure to follow all of us. And read our stuff. And if you liked what you heard tonight, like and subscribe to the podcast and you can get more of this. And so thank you all for coming along and joining us. It was a ton of fun. And we got a quarterback.
The bonus era begins.
Woo-hoo! I'm so happy.
Does he get to choose the new slogan? It's not Let's Ride, it's whatever Bo Nix wants.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's going to be something.
That's got to be a pressing
something
question.
Crude that rhymes with Nix. Like something like this is going to be something funny. Like, he's horse cock. Like,
not do it. Not even
throwing
do
picks.
It.
No.
Don't even do it. Just stay away from that. Just be, I'm here to play football. And blah, blah,
he's,
blah, blah.
He could be an old man. He's handing out licks with Bo Nix. Yeah, that's the old.
That's good. Okay, that's we're gonna work with that one first, and then
for six with
I feel like that's a headline writing with old press cap with the whole press pass in my brim.
I used to work in the newspapers in the 90s, like stuff, dude. You know, I'm just saying.
Retroactively hire me, Mike. I probably wasn't live, but it's okay.
I loved working for the newspapers. It was one of the best things ever.
All right, everybody, have a good night, and go Denver Nuggets, and go Broncos,
love you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.